All right, all you movie junkies, it is time for the SLS Cast with your hosts, Matt and Tim.
And welcome! Welcome to episode 28 of
the SLS Cast. This is actually the hardest I've ever had to try to keep a straight face because, as you know, we have a special guest this week. Someone who has never heard me do my show opening voice and is laughing his ever-loving ass off in front of me, and it's throwing me off. So, as you guys know, Tim is on vacation this week, and in honor of Tim, we are drinking some Bud Lights here, canned, because, you know, I didn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, we have a good buddy of ours, Sam. So, Sam, say hello.
Hello.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Fellow moviegoer, slightly a bit on the nerdy side, like to game as well, and just kind of hang out.
Sweet. Any passions that you are into? Is there any like types of gaming, or do you have a particular genre of movies that you are most fond of, or pretty much everything?
First-person shooters and racers, and movies, as long as it's got some sort of death, destruction, mayhem, or funny moments in it, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So, clearly a Disney file.
Exactly.
Yes, okay. So, as you guys are aware, and I just mentioned, Tim is on vacation this week. He is enjoying the tropical shores of Hawaii.
Beautiful island. Been there before.
Yes. Yeah. We're actually talking to a guy who won a contest at his local bank and got to go to the Pro Bowl.
Correct.
In Hawaii.
Correct.
This last January?
Yes, it was right? January. End of January.
And for the record, how many times did you get laid? You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that. Don't worry. It was a big thing. I was just fucking with him a lot before he left about it. So anyways.
As a matter of fact, twice. Once at the airport and once before we left the airport.
Which airport?
The Hawaiian airport.
Really?
I got laid when I walked in by the beautiful Hawaiian women. I got laid when I left.
My sides. Oh, they hurt so much. Okay. So, we only have three. We're going to skip the news and the three squared and everything. Since Sam's new, we're going to break him in gently. And we're only going to be talking about the movies this week. So, the movies this week are The Professional, Gary Oldman, the introducing Natalie Portman one, and what was his name? Jean Renault or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be talking about This Is the End, which is the new apocalypse flick that has just recently broached the theaters. And then last but not least, we're going to be talking about the 2012 remake of Total Recall. What are we going to start with first, sir?
It doesn't matter to me.
You're sir. The guest.
Oh, I'm the guest.
Come on with it. You choose.
Let's go ahead and do the Total Recall flick. Why not?
Okay, Total Recall. Now, as we have just said, this is the 2012 remake, as far as I know, the only remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger flick, where we have a guy who has a seemingly mundane life, goes to have a little bit of recall action, and decides that he wants to be a superhero spy. Only it turns out he really is a spy. And then the huge conspiracy is unraveled, and is he a good double agent or is he a bad double agent? That is how the whole movie kind of plays out. And in all truth, we find out just exactly what this man is really made of. And perhaps maybe he was made of sterner stuff than was once originally thought of him.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Now this is Colin Farrell in it, in the lead role.
Yes.
Then we also have Kate Beckinsale and Jessica Biel.
Both of them beautiful.
Yes, Jessica. But I'm sorry, as much as Jessica Biel is beautiful, Kate Beckinsale is
Kate
by
Beckinsale
far and away.
Tops the list compared to the two.
And she does play just a delightfully wonderful bad person.
Yes.
I thought she was fantastic.
Amazing rack in the wife beater, too. Holy crap.
She's got an amazing rack all the time.
This is true.
But we can definitely point out specifically in the wife beater. And then we also have Breaking Bad
I forget his name.
My God, I cannot believe I'm forgetting his name right now.
The father from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Well, we all know who it is.
Yes.
Mr. Walter White, his own self. He plays the head of the corporation. I thought that this... I gave this movie 4 out of 5 stars, okay? As I use the Netflix rating system. You know, Sam, I don't know what you typically... Do you like to do stinky toes up or something?
I'll go stinky... Yeah, sure, stinky toes up is just my alley. Right on.
Well, he is barefoot. All right.
Don't hate.
That's okay. It's okay. No, but I mean, what do you usually say? Give us an idea of how you like to rate your movies. Do you do it on a 1 to 10?
I typically do it on a 1 to 5.
1 to 5. Okay. So give me what's a 1?
A 1, as in.
Give me an example of a 1.
Wow, that's a difficult one.
Well then, what is a 1? Hated it is the worst thing.
It was uneventful. I couldn't stand it.
Okay, and then a 5 would be
amazing. Just something that I want to watch again and again. Something that I don't want to take my eyes off of.
Okay, so cutting to the chase on this one, mm-hmm. just to kind of lead us in.
Yes,
this is a 4 out of 5 for me. I use the Netflix system, so 1 hated it, 2 didn't like it, 3 liked it, 4 really liked it, 5 loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely give this a 4 out of 5 stars. Where are you on your 1 through 5 scale?
I'm saying that I give it a strong 3.5 out of 5.
Why are you going 3.5? So it's a better than average movie, not quite one of the better movies, but worthy of watching, I guess.
Definitely worthy of watching. B, it was worthy of watching again just because it was a good action flick.
Okay.
I mean, the parts of Total Recall that I remember from the Arnold Schwarzenegger days, they did play them out pretty well. From what I could remember from the different pieces in the movie, the tracking device, granted, yes, it was a slightly different location, but still, the tracking device was well put. The whole airport scene.
I like how you made that sound like it was in his penis or something. It was just in his hand. If you haven't seen this movie, it's just in his hand. Don't worry.
This is the other thing that I'm still not aware of, is if I can do spoilers or not.
Oh, yeah. If we're going to do a spoiler, if you think you need to do spoilers, just say spoiler alert.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're pretty spoiler heavy around here. We try not to be...
Newer movies?
But there are certain things that,
yeah,
when you just really want to talk about it, we just say spoiler alert.
Gotcha. Well, that being the case, then the face scene where he has the other head in the airport, that was really well done. The whole bad guy trying to change the way that the world works was also in there as well. I liked that. And then all in all, it was just a good action flick. So
what did you think that they did not do well, or didn't do as well as you'd liked, or would just maybe would have liked to have seen better?
Honestly, it was just a tad long for my liking. I think they could have cut out a very few scenes, but enough to maybe save 5 or 10 minutes.
And to think, we almost watched the extended edition with an extra 20 minutes.
See now, but if they could have tied it all in together and made it well, it would have been good. Like the whole battle scene on the
the fall
there, thank you, the whole battle scene between there, as much as I love battle scenes and fighting and everything, it could have been condensed down a little bit more. They could have taken a couple of pieces out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just move the story along a little bit faster.
Alright, fair enough. Well, I am with Sam on this. I personally, and again, there are going to be some spoilers here, I'm not going to give away the ending of the movie, other than to say that if you get the Blu-ray, there's an alternate ending available, an extended, which I still haven't seen yet. So whatever. I thought that this was the consummate remake. I believe that this sets the standard of all remakes. The reason why is because by changing only one component, they made a very original movie.
Yeah.
And yet they were able to keep all of the major elements that made the original fun. So like you said, the tracker, where they have the tracker scene, and then it goes from being in the nose in the Schwarzenegger flick to being in the hand, which they, instead of it just being a tracker for the sake of it being a tracker,
mm-hmm.
it was actually a cell phone, which had usage.
Yeah, multiple purpose.
Multi-purpose there. They do the airport thing. They have, of course, the wife, who is really... not his wife. Then they have the work buddy, who's also truly in on it. They have the only thing that they change is the conspiracy. And it's in that that you are able to have, by changing the conspiracy, you can change all of the elements of the movie to have an entirely new experience. And yet, still put all of those fun things that everybody remembers all the way down to the three tits, folks. They get that. In a PG-13 flick, this is the only...
Was it PG-13?
It really was. I was surprised that this I don't know.
How do you get full, or at least partial frontal with...
Because it was just the one scene, and nobody touched anything.
Okay, I guess so.
How they got around that.
Okay.
I believe that, again, this was the consummate remake. I give it 4 out of 5 stars. Yes, I don't really see myself giving an action flick of this caliber ever 5 stars. I don't think this is going to be one of those seminal pictures that I could watch over and over and over again. But mm-hmm. This is definitely something that I am glad that I own, and that we had the chance to sit down and watch. Excellent. All right. That was easy.
It was easy.
See, not so rough. No. Don't worry. Uh-huh. We got the lube set up for you. It's all good. Here, don't worry. All right. So, second flick. Let's do This Is the End.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yes. All right. Now, I will say that going into this movie, okay, and I'm sorry, spoilers, because there's no way you can talk about how funny this movie is without spoiling it.
So exactly.
Hopefully you will have seen this by the time this episode is airing so that you can continue listening. But I'm going to warn you right now, the spoilers start from here.
Mm-hmm.
Tears from the tip of my penis. One of the best lines I have ever heard uttered in a comedy ever.
Yes.
Followed by, really? The power of Christ compels me? It's not really very compelling. I just thought it was absolutely fantastic. This movie, I really was not... I was interested to see it.
Yeah.
It didn't really do anything for me. I liked Pineapple Express. I thought that Superbad was funny in parts, but too long.
Yeah,
it was not that great of a movie for me.
Agreed.
I own it, for whatever it's worth. But so going into this one, I was kind of like, not so sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw that Danny McBride was in this movie, and that's when I decided I'm in.
Yeah.
Danny McBride not only was the reason that I saw this movie, but I think is the reason why this movie gets 4 out of 5 stars for me as well. This movie would have been funny without him, but it would not have been the movie that it was.
Exactly. He put it well together. He added so many elements.
For me, he was the linchpin. Craig Robinson, funny. Seth Rogen, funny.
I can never pronounce his last name either. Brichard, I don't know.
You have Michael Cera, which was probably one of the funniest things I'd seen.
Coked out little freak. In the credits, girl one and girl two. Which one is girl one and which one is girl
You'll
two?
Never know.
You'll never know.
And is that person really going to stand up in the theater and say, I was girl number one? Uh-huh. Yeah. No, there's no way.
Well, because if you think about it this way, which one of them had their boob hanging out? Because one of them had their boob hanging out too.
I guess that...
Girl number one... had her tit hanging out. I'm just going to say it.
Okay, what we're talking about here is Michael Cera. Now, all these people, you got Jason Segel is in it. Jonah Hill is in it. You have all these people.
James Franco.
Yeah, James Franco. I mean, he's actually... Yeah, it takes place at James Franco's house.
Yes.
So you have all of these Hollywood heavy hitters and comedic heavy hitters.
We can cast it this way. Think of the cast from Pineapple Express, the cast from Superbad, the cast from 30 Seconds or Less, minus Jesse Eisenberg. He was not in that movie. And then also, She's Out of My League.
Except for Emma Watson. Emma Watson was not in any of those.
But
she is in this. Now, I will say that they are all playing highly fictionalized versions of themselves. So they do go by their names.
I don't know that... Seth Rogen and Jay are really playing opposite roles. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think that they are. There's no doubt that they're potheads.
Yeah,
we're not
going into that.
Yeah, we're not arguing that.
Okay,
what we're saying is that they are playing they're just playing fictionalized versions of themselves. Yeah. They're way more over the top.
Yeah, I would think so.
Not necessarily right at the beginning of the movie, but certainly as the movie carries on.
I follow.
Seth and Jay have not seen each other for well over a year. And Jay is visiting Seth out in L.A. They are going to James Franco's house for a housewarming party he's having for this new house that he just built. And the apocalypse happens.
Yeah.
And this is... At first, I thought it was like an alien abduction apocalypse.
I didn't know what to think.
But it's the biblical apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, all hell breaks loose, literally.
Yeah.
And these guys are left to try and figure out how they're going to survive. And as normally happens, people get on other people's nerves. Fights occur.
Name calling. Coming all over the place.
People accusing others of coming and attempting to come on their faces.
It's all on you.
This is why I love Sam, because he's doing the hand motions with me right now, and this is audio. So I do this every week. Everybody knows I always make the hand gesture. So
well, you're not the only one that'll do it. I will as well hand gesture.
Outstanding. So they go crazy. And it's very Judeo-Christian, but also still ludicrous.
Yeah.
In the way that they play out the apocalypse. However, they not only parody themselves, and they parody the ideas put forward in their movies, they also parody The Exorcist.
Yes. Yes.
And,
really, Jay? It's compelling? It's really not that compelling, Jay.
Yeah. Does he compel me? Does the guards get? Yeah. And it's just funny on top of funny. The only problem that I had was because they had so many scenes in the theater, and it was also nice to be in the theater where people were also laughing because that mood is infectious. But because they had so many scenes where you were laughing so hard, the scenes when you weren't laughing or when they were trying to build to the next step, I thought were too drawn out. And this movie was not too long, but it kind of started to feel longer than it actually was by the end.
Yeah.
It's still funny, funny, funny.
Yes, agreed.
I saw a lot more penis than I thought I was gonna, than I expected. And yet, aside from the one little shot of boob,
there was
no boob.
No, there's no boob. There was just the one, and it was literally like a split second.
Well, there's at least two penises that I remember.
One.
There's the Jonah Hill rape scene.
Jonah Hill rape scene.
When he gets raped by the demon.
Oh yes, that one. Okay.
And then the big giant devil.
Yeah, with demon. The giant swinging dick.
I love how he holds it at the end.
No!
And the thing that gets me is that thing is fucking like molten, right? So, if it's just molten, why don't you just stick it back on, you know? I don't...
Because he was severed. He was actually... Did you not see him
splitting
in half?
Well, it doesn't matter that it was severed. I mean, he's like the devil. He could put himself back together.
It was the beam of... Anyway.
Yeah. So...
I counted three then. Because I count the penis couch as a penis. Which gets cut by Emma Watson with the axe.
This is true. You have that. And then I guess if we're going to count official boobs, there was the boobs in the porno mag.
I don't count those. That's not the same. Mm-hmm. We can. I mean, okay, fine.
I'm going to count them. Okay, if you're counting the penis, you're counting the inanimate object penis couch thing, then
okay, fine.
I get to count the real boobs on the real person in the picture in the magazine.
So 2.5 sets of boobs then?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, so we had 2.5 boobs and 3 penises. I think we just found the title of our show. Of this episode. 2.5 boobs and 3 penises.
I like it. That sounds good to me.
We know how I feel about it and what I think. What about you, sir? Where do you land on it?
I'm actually going to agree with you on the 4 out of 5. It was hilarious. Every time that I laughed was just... It hit me, and it was just... It was diehard funny the entire time. The serious parts to the build-ups and everything like that were needed. I really didn't feel like it was too drawn out, though. I kind of thought that it followed along properly.
So then what's costing you the final star? If you think that if you believe that the movie did the in-betweens of the funny parts well, and that you didn't think that it was too long, then where is your flaw? Or flaws? What issues did you take with this movie?
Because as it being, it's funny, yes, I will not watch this movie more than maybe once or twice more. The only way that I can really see...
So it doesn't have replayability.
Exactly.
Like, why?
Because I get tired of one-liners quickly. And these...
You're telling me that you are going to get tired of tears from the tip of my penis?
That's the one that will stick with me for a while.
I'm never going to get tired. I told my buddy Rob that he needed to tell me when he was going to go see this movie, because I was laughing my ass off in the car just thinking about that yesterday. I had to stop and call Rob because... My buddy Rob loves these kinds of movies. He's like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. And I'm just laughing while I'm on the phone with him. He's like, what's up? I'm like, I'm just thinking of the movie. Because there are some really good things about the movie, especially Jonah Hill being so nice.
Yeah, being, oh God.
Well, up until he gets raped.
Until he gets raped. And turn, yeah. It has replayability, but not enough that I would give it a fifth star.
Okay, so do you believe... Would it be fair to say that its maximum replayability would be for people who had not seen it before? Like if you were with someone who hadn't seen it before?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. If you're going with somebody that has not seen it and you've seen it, you'll appreciate it. There's no doubt about it.
All right. What do you think about this movie? I noticed before I went and saw it, Man of Steel, that Man of Steel on Rotten Tomatoes, I like Rotten Tomatoes for me.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely disagree with that.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes gives Man of Steel 56%. So 4% shy of fresh rating. Whereas This Is the End has an 83% fresh rating.
Okay.
You, and again, we're not talking about Man of Steel this week. We've both seen it, but mm-hmm. we got to wait for next week on that one. Sorry. You would definitely, you've already seen Man of Steel twice.
Yes.
Would you even recommend This Is the End for theater viewing? Or would you tell people to wait?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, I would recommend it for theater viewing. Absolutely. Yeah, okay.
Even at nighttime? Paying full price instead of the matinee?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth it. It was a good movie.
I'm not trying to say that. I just want to make sure that
definitely.
You know, I know where you're coming from.
I would absolutely recommend it whenever you can see it, regardless of the matinee or if it's the night showing with full price. It was a good movie. It was worth it.
Okay, awesome. Do you think that this movie is going to have staying power? You think it'll stay number one?
It's not number one.
Well, I mean, do you think it'll be... Oh, not number one, I guess.
Stay in the top five for a while? Stay up there in sales?
Do you think it will...
I think it'll last for a while.
Well, no, you know what? I forgot. You got Monsters U coming out here.
But you're willing to say
top five?
I'm willing to say top five for a few weeks, yeah.
Okay, very cool.
I honestly, at this point... I don't see anything unseating Man of Steel for the next few weeks.
Oh no. I give some props to Monsters U. I think Monsters U can do it.
But I don't think so, but okay. I disagree with it.
Why?
Why? It's a kid's movie. Granted, yes, adults of our age love that movie. I love Monsters, Inc. There's no lying about it. It was a good movie to watch. It was a fun movie. It's one of those feel-good movies. And so, yeah, I mean, it'll probably do well, but it's not going to unseat Man of Steel. I think Man of Steel will be in the box office at number one for the next 2 weeks at least, if not three or four.
Okay. I don't see that happening at all, but that's all right. It's nice to argue about something. I don't want to have to agree with you all the fucking time. Show's no fun if we're, you know, all namby-pamby doing the Between Two Ferns edition here.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Last movie then.
Mm-hmm.
The Professional.
Yes.
Jean Reno. And
Gary Oldman.
And Gary Oldman and very
young Natalie Portman.
I want to say this was like her first major movie role.
It may have been.
She was like 12 or something, or 10. She was
12 when she did episode 1.
She played a 14-year-old. She was like 20.
What? No. I do believe you are mistaken on that one.
All right, we're going to the Wikipedia here. We're gonna.
I'm fairly confident she was
12, huh?
I'm giving it 12. She was not 20 when she did episode 1 because that would make her. How old would she be now? I don't believe she is 33. If you're saying she was 20, episode 1 was in 2001, correct?
It's actually like 99.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's 32.
Okay.
June 9th, 1981.
Okay. I still... Wait.
Puts her at 18, 19, about the time that...
Okay. Suck my balls.
It's okay. I'll pass on that.
Okay, good.
But the sentiment is appreciated. Sentiment is appreciated there. All right. Your turn. What'd you think?
I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was good. It was one of those...
Can you tell me what it was about?
Oh, what was it about? Yes,
the absolutely. Professional. Tell us what it was about.
Well, Jean Renault plays a character named Leon, who you find out very early off that he is a professional hitman.
And as opposed to those fucking amateur hitmen.
Yeah,
stand those fuckers.
Look, when this guy...
Because then the movie would be called The Amateur.
Yeah.
And then people might have thought it was porn.
Actually, I've watched
The professional could be called porn, too.
But I have actually seen a porn called The Amateurs. There's no lying on that either. I plead the fifth on why I watched it. Anyway, he is a hitman for hire. You find out very early in the movie that he's a damn good hitman. He could take out a room of like 7 people like the drop of a hat. Nobody realizes it. But basically the movie progresses along. You find Natalie Portman's character. You find Matilda and her family, and then
she's got such a great family, doesn't she?
Oh my god.
Isn't this the best family ever?
Jesus. Her sister's a bitch. Her dad's a prick. Her mom's a whore. The only decent one other than her is her little brother. Too bad they all get shot.
Spoiler alert.
A little bit late. I'm sorry. This movie's old, though, so...
True. You should have seen it by now.
Yes. I would hope so. It was cool how Leon took Matilda in and, you know... took care of her. It was a good, you know, granted he was teaching her his processes and how to
it wasn't for just the sake of doing
no it was actually
because she wanted to go after Gary Oldman.
Yeah, Gary Oldman, who
and
is,
I gotta say, this is one of my favorite roles for him.
He was fucking creepy.
He's crazy.
I don't know what he was chewing on.
It's just pills, I mean,
but
just
I don't,
imagine.
I'm wondering what it was. That was the thing, because I don't know.
I don't think it matters what it's supposed to be. Just that you know it's an illegal drug.
Yeah.
It's a pill or something, but I love how...
No dry swallow, just flat out chews the sucker up.
He's evil.
Yeah.
Dude, this is why I think Gary Oldman is one of the most underappreciated actors ever. Because this is a guy who, aside from Gordon in Dark Knight, you know, mm-hmm. Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises, you don't really see him playing anything twice.
No.
He always looks different. He's got different roles. And he is equally capable of playing a good guy and a bad guy.
Yeah, I agree completely.
The only thing that I did not like about the movie... And spoiler alert, sorry, it's too late. You should have seen this movie. It's like 20-something years old. It's like 92, 93.
Jesus, I was like 6 when that came out.
See? They made good movies when you were a kid. Now, the only thing that, and again, I understand, it was an important aspect of the movie. It had to go down this way. But I really wanted Leon to live.
I did too.
I thought it was very poetic, how he went out.
Yes.
I will not spoil that.
That was
I will
awesome.
Not spoil that. I just think that it would have been much nicer for him to have made it.
Yeah.
However, I think that they left it wonderfully wide open for a sequel. Anytime. Ever. I mean, you could even do it now and have Natalie Portman taken over.
Yeah, it'd be...
Danny Aiello is still alive, I think, right? He was the guy... Danny Aiello played... Leon's boss.
Okay. Yeah, but he refused to actually give her a job.
Well, he refused to give a 12-year-old girl a job.
Yeah.
He might rethink it once she's grown up some.
If she's continued with the skills. That's the other thing. She went to that...
Well...
You know.
But we've also had 20 years. We can figure something out here.
True.
You know.
True.
I don't know. I think I would really...
It would be... I would watch it.
I mean, I don't know what she would do because bad guys go boom. So there's nobody left for her
to go after,
but I just, you
Wait,
know.
Did they? Yeah, they all did, they? Every one of them got...
As far as I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there was one left.
Mm-mm.
So it would have to be something new. They take out the people from the school, I don't know.
Maybe. It would be fun, though. I personally think that that would make a good movie.
I'd watch it, yeah.
Outstanding. So, okay, now, but this is just because it's a very personal movie for mm-hmm. me, and I have loved this movie ever since I was a kid. This is a 5-star movie for me.
Okay.
I can watch this movie. I can't watch it all the time,
yeah.
But I can definitely watch it once to twice a year
okay.
without breaking a sweat. I just love to do it. And actually, especially the very end song, Sting, Shape of My Heart.
Okay.
Which is the song that's playing out over the closing credits when she's when she plants the plant and she's
getting it.
That actually inspired me to go and get 10 Summoner's Tales, which is the album that song is featured on.
Oh, nice.
The Sting album, the soundtrack.
I know what you're talking about.
That song just is so very powerful. I love the lyrics of that song. It definitely completely encapsulates the nearly the entirety of that movie into just that little 3.5 minutes. It's fantastic. I thought that the performances all the way around were really good. I was super impressed with Natalie Portman, especially for being so young.
I agree.
Pulling that off. I again would like to have her see her do a sequel somehow, some way.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So that's your definition of 5 out of 5. Okay, I don't feel the same way just because it's not. I give it.
Now, I definitely don't say it's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
But I think for this particular movie, the 5 out of 5 for me comes from a time from when I saw it initially and how it affected me.
Gotcha.
I first saw it in 1995, and I just remember being so engrossed by that movie. And even to this day, I can remember sitting in the den and watching it, and I can remember her leaving the plant and walking back into the school, and that Sting song beginning to play. That sits in my mind, and movies that can do that to a person, I think, are allowed to have the highest rating that a person can give.
Okay.
When it can literally leave that kind of indelible mark, then I think that's fair. I think objectively, it's probably a 3.5-star movie.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it.
But for me, on a personal level, that's a 5-star movie. I would recommend that movie to anybody any day of the week and twice on Sundays. Or even Tuesdays. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it then.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
No. Everything sounds about right.
Are you sure?
Sure.
I don't mind. We can drag this out for as long as you want. I'm not the one who has to be at work at 7 a.m.
Yeah. The joys of working.
That's right.
7 a.m. downtown.
Woo! So that means you get the commute and everything.
Yeah, Beltway 8 is awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right, well then, here I will do the spiel. It is time for the spiel.
Okay.
Can you fill in for Tim and say spiel on?
Spiel on.
All right, the music that you've been listening to has been brought to you, as always, by our music partners, Cries of Solace. You can check them out at criesofsolace.com. You can also check them out at Reverb Nation, MySpace, and Facebook.com/Cries of Solace. As for the SLS Cast, you can find us at slscast.com. You can send us an email to theslscast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at theslscast. You can always go to Facebook, search for us there, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Mr. Sam, for filling in for Tim. We appreciate it. Would you like to come back again?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And until next time, this is Matt saying... Would you like to say goodbye?
Do I have to do that too?
No, you can just say goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a great night.
Take care, guys.
Thanks again for listening to the SLS Cast with your hosts, Matt and Tim. Remember that you can find us at slscast.com, at the SLS Cast for Twitter, also on Facebook, and you can always subscribe on iTunes. Thanks again for listening.